Welcome to the regular water and wastewater committee meeting. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call's been taken, let the record show, members are present.
Okay, this is the time in our meeting for public comment. If you are interested, you are able to make public comment for anything that is not agendized.
There's no one on the line.
Okay, anybody? Nobody in the audience is interested? We're gonna close public comment. So we're gonna move on to the draft minutes to be approved.
So moved.
I second, so meeting minutes have been approved from November 1st. Second, okay. So now we're gonna move on to discussion items. The first one is discussion and possible feedback regarding amendment of professional services with Ludolph and Scal Manini for Sandpoint Trenchless Design Evaluation. Mike, welcome. Mike? Is he unmuted himself?
He is unmuted, yes.
Mike, can you hear us?
I'm calling.
Well, we can hear his phone.
I hear.
Now we can hear you.
We can hear you now, we got you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, welcome, Mike.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I can't hear you guys. Let's see what's going on here. Let me try to look. Speaker.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us now?
Okay, yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect.
Do a Verizon commercial.
We should. Okay, we are discussing discussion item number one.
Okay, hang on one second. Want to make sure you can still hear me?
Yep, we can.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta get to the agenda packet. Bear with me a second here. All right, so we have our Sandpoint project undercrossing Newport Bay, and we want to upsize that from an 8-inch to a 12-inch pipeline. And you should have a graphic there in your agenda packet that shows where that's located a few pages back in your packet.
Yes.
Okay, great. So that's the location. And we have a 10-foot wide easement in there, but you can see that the red line shows that we have to make a tight bend there to stay within our easement. And that's gonna require having Ludolph and Scalmanini have their consultant confirm that the horizontal directional drilling that we want to do is going to actually work and to stay within our easement. Because if we cannot stay within our easement, we need to figure out a different route, secure another easement, things of that nature. So we need to do this this preliminary work, or have Ludolph's consultant do this preliminary work to determine if we can stay within our existing 10-foot easement. And that comes at a cost of $26,626. We have the current general services agreement with Ludolph, and this would just be an amendment to their current professional services agreement through a change order.
So it's basically an add to the contract then? Or that's exactly
that's
what it is, an add to the contract.
That's correct.
Well, that, are we concerned that that bend will restrict the water flow?
No.
It's not that sharp a bend.
No.
It's just a matter of whether or not directional drilling is going to be able to make that turn.
Exactly.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. It sounds good to me. So.
Oh, I
It's coming to the board.
Oh, yeah, I would just, I would suggest that we recommend that this expense be added to the contract.
Perfect.
The committee recommends it.
The committee recommends it. Perfect. We're in agreement. Thank you.
Okay.
So now you're on this.
Thank you.
The next one, discuss on possible feedback regarding resolution 2023.
Yes, let me get to that item on my computer.
I was looking at the wrong item. I don't see that drawing.
I know, you went to a different drawing. So I'm looking at your, what are you looking at? You were looking at this.
I was like, this is not making sense to me. Sorry, Mike.
If you, that's okay. If you'd like to look at the figure I prepared in your agenda packet, about 3 pages past the staff report, there's a.
Exhibit A?
Exhibit A?
Yep.
Yes, sir. So you can see where the Newport subdivision is, and in front of the, between Newport subdivision and Newport Drive is a ditch, which the town owns that ditch. And Newport's plan is to discharge all their stormwater from their subdivision into our ditch. And we have explained to them that we recognize that could be some additional liability for the town. And so what we've come to is for them to actually take over ownership of that property that has the ditch. So we would no longer be responsible for maintenance or any liability associated with that ditch. They can then discharge from their subdivision into the ditch. And this is actually the best solution in talking with legal counsel. Andy, I believe if he's in the room, can confirm that he prefers this alternative for the town. But in order to do this, the board would need to adopt this resolution declaring the property as being exempt surplus land and authorizing the sale to the developer. Now, we would, though, retain an easement, two easements for access to the subdivision across the bridge they're building and a water line that we have on the bridge, as well as another water line that needs to cross over the ditch area to the south.
So it would only be the ditch? In front of the,
I'm sorry, say again?
It would only be the ditch in front of that development.
What is that, like 15 feet, 20 feet? What is that?
It's 3/4 acre.
I mean, but how, oh, yeah, when you
oh,
put
it's
all,
not, it's up.
It's the length it's of the project times however many feet it is.
Yeah, it's about 45 feet wide.
Oh, is it that big? Okay, so I don't have my scale to. Well, I guess that would make sense because it's wider than the road is. Yeah, okay. I should have figured that out. And then they turn around and give us an easement for our to bring for our water and sewer.
Yes. The sewer is actually going to be exiting to the north of the project. The sewer will not be going across the ditch. And so we will just need the easements for the
Lift station.
Yeah.
It goes over to the lift station at Slifer Park?
That, yes, to the north, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay, so then my only question. So on it says property containing ditch to be sold. Are we selling this property to them?
Yes.
At a cost, at a price of.
No, there's. It's really in consideration of them taking removing a liability for the town. So the value of that liability is equal to the value of the property.
So it's kind of an in-kind
process.
I just, when I see sold, dollar signs flicker in my eyes, and I wonder.
I was seeing the same thing.
Or I wonder how much you might be getting. No, I'm just kidding, Mike. Let me think for a second here. Okay, so they're using that ditch for runoff from their storm drains?
Yes, they want their storm drainage system to drain into our ditch.
And then where does it go from there?
That goes all the way down south to Kellogg Creek.
Oh, it comes back this way, okay. And so it goes, so there, we still have a ditch that we own that runs the whole length of Newport, except for this, however many, 3/4 or however long their project is. I'm with you. Okay, and do we also, do we also have a ditch on the other side of their project? Did we pull out of Warmington Homes?
No, there's no other ditch on the other side of the project. It's just this one in front, on the front.
Okay, but it does continue all the way to Kellogg Creek past the front of the water treatment plant?
Yes.
And it goes right down by well 7, I guess, right? Okay. Makes sense?
Yeah.
I didn't understand it at first.
No, it makes sense to me.
Okay.
Okay. So sounds like we are in agreement that we're going to recommend this to the
Yeah, board. It sounds like...
And that will be coming tonight as well.
Yeah, just...
Okay.
Take to let more manage that argument.
Perfect.
Puts it in there.
Okay, Mike, you are on number 3 as well.
Well, wait, hey, I'm sorry. Just one more quick question. Do we anticipate it increasing any maintenance on the rest of the ditch with more drainage coming in off of their, out of their storm drain system that wasn't there prior? Do we?
So their drainage system is, you've seen these infiltration basins that go in with new subdivisions now, where basically the first water drains through the ground to kind of filter out. And then any overflow will just go into the overflow catch basin they have. So it's very minimal. We actually had the developer do a study, and it's a very minimal amount of extra water that will be coming down
through
there.
Good enough. Thank you.
Perfect. So now we're going to move on to discussion item D3, discussion of possible feedback regarding authorizing the general manager to enter into a purchase contract with Lopress for an 1,800 gallon per minute filter vessel for well number 8 project.
So this is very similar to what we're doing currently on our Willow filter project, replacement project. If you recall, we came to you over a year ago with the same request that the town pre-purchased the tank and to save some money and help us with the schedule. Same thing here. We'd like to pre-purchase the tank, the filter vessel for this project, and we'll probably save about $80,000 in contractor overhead and profit. But really, it'll help us with the schedule because, as we're seeing with the with the Willow filter project, it's been about a year since we issued the purchase order to Lopress for that filter vessel, which was about 2,000 gallons. This one's 1,800 gallons. So I'm very happy that we did that, because if we had to put it in the construction contract, that probably would have delayed the whole project. But again, doing it this way will help us with the schedule and save us about $80,000.
Sounds like a no-brainer to me.
Sounds like a no-brainer to me as well. Okay. Any other questions?
Nope.
Perfect. So we will bring that to the board again tonight, Mike.
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
Any future discussion agenda items?
Not for me.
Okay. I'm going to close the meeting at 5:47.